I am so happy that you are listening to Just Breathe. It is my most sincere hope that it empowers you and helps you feel less alone on this journey. If you are looking for more personal and more personalized help, I am now offering coaching services. Text BREATHE to 55444 to learn more. That's BREATHE to 55444 to learn more.
You're listening to the Silver Lined Relaunch, and I'm your host, Hillary DeCesar, award-winning entrepreneur and transitional coach. Each week, I'll invite you to tune into inspirational stories, revealing how you too can turn ordinary experiences into the extraordinary. Feeling stuck? I'll share step-by-step strategies to fuel your ability to experience a life where silver linings are both abundant and possible. Hey there, and welcome back to episode number 3. And this is going to end up being the foundational episode for everything to come. So grab your pad of paper, grab your pen, and let's dive in to the actual 7 steps of the relaunch effect. Okay, so here we go. Now, we've discussed the whole idea of why do successful people that have gone through major transitions, major setbacks, have something in common when they all are assessing their silver linings. And again, this is through my own experiences. This is through the people that I coach. And again, I've been coaching for over 20 years. And this is specifically with clients and the stories and the people that I have interviewed. Okay? So this isn't something that I just made up one day. This is legit. This is research. This is endless hours over years of really trying to put together what are the true secrets. How can you get through transitions and feel good about yourself and not feel like, God, I handled that so poorly, or man, I'm still not even through it, or wow, I'm not really doing that great. This is something that you can lean into. And when you think of the word effect, which is this change that's basically a result or a consequence of an action or other cause. And so if you think of any of the relaunches, and it doesn't matter if they are, you know, the divorce or relationship endings or jobs that are lost or companies that are sold, or, you know, you want to lose weight or you want to get, you know, healthier, or you have an addiction and you want to get through it, or you've had a health crisis, or you've lost parents, or you've lost, you know, something that was meaningful for you, or whether your kids are going off to school or coming back from school. It really all has to do with some form of change, which is the result of a consequence. So let's talk about a couple other effects that have been so meaningful in so many people's lives. We've got the butterfly effect. We've got the ripple effect. We've got the boomerang effect. So let's start with the butterfly effect and this concept that when a butterfly flaps its wings, a typhoon across the waters is created. It's not that that necessarily literally happens, right? It's the concept that something that you do, some small action, can have enormous, gigantic impacts on your life. Those split decisions where you decide to say, to do, to act when you could have said, done something different or acted different that would have changed the course of time. Now, we all know you can't go back in time, but you absolutely can learn from assessing, from being aware, from acknowledging all of those times, all of those split decisions, the good, the bad, and the ugly ones, okay? So when we move into the ripple effect and we talk about, let's just look at a raindrop that hits a calm surface of water and how it ripples out, or even better, if you're a water skier and you have that perfect lake out in front of you and you're so excited to hit the water early in the morning before any other boats make waves, right? You want that fresh glass. You want to have the first ripple in the water. And there is something that I learned when I was studying psychology in college. And it was around surrounding yourself with positive people versus negative people and how that is a ripple effect for you. So when you are with people that are those, you know, the Debbie Downers, or, you know, they used to call me the happy hilly, you know, here's what happens. And I had many people say, is that for real? Like, are you that happy? Is that fake? What's going on there? And I have to say, I learned that I could precondition myself, that if I looked at things a little differently, that I was able to, again, look at the silver linings. I was able to then correct the path I was on, which if it were a negative one, I could do a reset. So what I want to say is that when you surround yourself with people that are positive influences on you, when they are genuinely building you up, making you feel better, versus the ones that you just want to take a shower after you've talked to them or been with them. You're just like, ugh, you know, it's the gossip. It's the, you know, that the woe is me, glass is full. I have a great client of mine that I've worked with now for over a year. And she said, hey, my glass isn't half full. It's 100% full. And that is her attitude. And she now has shifted and is now spending more time with those that make her feel better. So that's something that we're going to keep coming back to. The last is the boomerang effect. And this one is so important. When you think about the boomerang, you put it out there and it comes right back to you, right? Well, it's kind of like karma. And karma is a Sanskrit word, thousands of years old. And what that actually means is to come back. What you put out will come back to you. If we just go about life with this realization that what you put out, what you say or think, because they're one and the same, your subconscious doesn't know when you say something or you think it. It doesn't know the difference. So when you're thinking something that is not positive for you, it's a negative, or when you say something that's not very nice, or you kind of like kick yourself, you're like, ooh, or you tell those, you know, little white lies and you get out of integrity, right? You're not keeping your word to yourself anymore, then what happens? What happens is something very similar to what you are actually saying will come back to you. So if we know this, if we utilize all three of the butterfly effect, the ripple effect, the boomerang effect, then what I'm going to share with you around the relaunch effect is going to make complete sense. So the relaunch effect is a series of 7 steps. Now, I am going to make it super simple for you today to understand it, because I want to make sure that as I go through other episodes and I say, oh, this is step number 3, redesign, or this is step number 6, reveal, you all know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to dive deep in certain episodes around each and every one of these steps. But I want you to have a very good understanding of what they are, of where they came from, of how they can impact you. So step number 1 is release. And then step number 2 is reset. Step 3, redesign. Step 4, realign. Step 5, rebrand. Step 6, reveal. And step 7, restart. So let's jump into what it actually means in step 1 to release. And again, I'm going to really simplify these, but throughout the time together, throughout our conversations, throughout the stories you hear, you're going to all of a sudden say, oh my God, I get this. And you know what the best part of this is? It doesn't matter if you are having challenges in your career, your relationships, your life, finances, it doesn't matter. You can literally utilize the 7 steps for any of them. But here is what is at the center of it all. If you think of a 3-legged bench and you've got these 3 legs and you've got your life in its entirety, right? You've got one leg being relationships, one leg being career, one leg being your life and your mindset and, you know, spirituality and all that. And then at the very top is that seat. And that seat is at the highest level, where we talk about your energy state, your vibration, your frequency of being. And we say that that's love, okay? And we've talked about the fact that it's super duper hard. I just said super duper. It's super hard to go from where you might be down at the bottom of each one of the legs and jump up to love. But when we get to that place of operating in that love, and the opposite of love in so many ways is fear, is this fear-based of, you know, what's going to happen? Am I worthy? Am I going to be alone forever? Do I have the finances? You know, am I smart enough? Am I good enough? And when you start operating at that love frequency, and here's the golden ticket, it is not the love external that's going to matter for you. It's the love internal. It's not outside of you. It's inside of you. It's self-love. I have seen people who have sold their company for $200 million plus have all of the wealth and still not have positive relationships. I have seen people that have, you know, these amazing, amazing lifestyles, and they're not happy. I've seen people that continue to go down the path of meeting the same type of guy over and over and over again, because they keep bringing in that same energy, that same type of person, all because they don't believe they deserve. They don't believe that they can truly have in each and every area of their life love. They don't believe that they can get to that place, and that if they get in one area, another area has to suffer, right? It's that whole like, it's got to be tough. It's got to be a struggle for me to be able to get it. I know that's how I was growing up. I absolutely, the harder the struggle, the bigger, you know, I felt the reward was. You know, work had to be hard. Work had to be lots and lots and lots of hours. Work had to be like a grind, you know, had to prove like, oh, I can work 7 days a week. I can be at my desk at 4:30 in the morning. I can do that because I felt it had to be hard. I wasn't operating at self-love. I was operating at that level of got to be really tough to get there. And when I started to follow the 7 steps that we're going to go through, it was like that light bulb. The light bulb went off in my head. It was everything. And then in all areas of my life, it was like that missing puzzle piece. And we've been doing puzzles here for, you know, the last few weeks. And you know how when you finally get that you're very clear on which goes where, you're like, oh my gosh, the final last pieces, you're like, oh yeah, there. That's what these 7 steps can do for you. So we call step one this whole idea around rapid release, this release, because it doesn't have to take a long period of time. There's this misconception in the world that's, you know, touted by so many that, you know, we've got to work. This is going to take a long time. This is going to be years in the making. And it doesn't need to be. You need to focus. You need to really want. You need to know your why. You need to be fully committed to doing it. But it's not hard. It's not hard. So what we say with this release process is the past, you're going to, you know, repair it. You're going to restore what you really need to move on. You're going to reflect. You're going to interpret things. It's that idea of, you know, once you know you've hit the wall, once you know, like, oh my God, you know, you just fall, you know, you put your arms in the air and you say mercy, right? That like, ah, what else can happen? I am completely just like, huh, mercy, I give up. I can't do anymore. You now have a point to say you want to move forward. You recognize and need the change. You're ready. You're ready. You don't want to be stuck, unfulfilled. You don't want to be in this place. It's like, enough already. Can we just move on? And then you really want to say that old habit, that old lifestyle, that old world is no longer me. I don't want it to be me anymore. And then you're willing to go into step 2, reset. And in this step, this is where there's that resetting the mind. And I'm fortunate enough to have the most incredible coach. And you will hear me say that I believe in going to the best of the best so that I don't have to make all the mistakes. I want to know in as short amount of time how I can go from step A to B all the way to Z. And by doing that, I have gone out and I have found the masters, the people that I admire so much. I have taken the courses, I have gotten the certification so that I really can now bring to you what I believe works and what I believe doesn't work. And what I, you know, the shortcuts, the tips, I call these things love tips because these are the tips that I love. And they cross over into every area of your life. And I constantly am dropping those in. But it's this whole idea of resetting your limiting beliefs. But what if those beliefs aren't limiting? They're unlimited. Like, you have awesome, awesome new beliefs to create. It's those gosh darn stories that you keep telling yourself that's really holding you back. So we really like to go into that as well. And we have something called belief blasters, which, I mean, have no fear. I feel like Ghostbusters, you know, and I'm going to blast these things with you. We'll get you there. And then it's becoming responsible for where you are. You know, at some point, you have to just say, I'm responsible for where I am, what I'm doing. Now, I have a funny story about this. I was listening to a podcast on responsibility. It was James Wedmore, Mind Your Business, I think that's what it's called. And it was on responsibility. And I am driving across the bridge. I am listening. I'm all in. And it's saying, you know, you are responsible for every outcome. And all of a sudden, I hear the near, near, near. Yeah, the police are behind me. And I look down and I see that I am going close to 80. So they pull me over. And the first thing I think of is like, what can I say to get me out of this? What can I possibly say? And then I'm like, I hear James Wedmore's voice just like continuing to speak as I'm like, you know, like I ran through the gamut of emotions. I'm like, you know, rah, I felt like, you know, flipping him off. And then I felt like, you know, and of course I'm turning it off and I'm like thinking how I can possibly like spin up a story to get myself out of this. And the policeman comes to the window and he says, do you know how fast you were going? And you know darn well, all I wanted to say was, I don't. But of course I did. And I've just heard this whole thing on responsibility. So needless to say, as I'm driving away with my ticket, I took responsibility for that moment. And let me tell you, it sucked. I got that ticket. I had to go to traffic school, but it was the beginning of me fully owning up what I do has a direct impact on how my life is shaping up. Remember those whole effects that we talked about? Mm-hmm, you know where I'm going now. Okay, so that is really important, acknowledging that you are responsible. And so then that moves us into redesign. And the redesign, which is this relevant redesign, you know, we talk about vision. We talk about being clear. I have this thing called the Believe It Board. And it's so profound because I do not believe that dream boards or vision boards work. No. All right, but believe it boards, absolutely. Why? Because there is something that I have learned over and over and over, and that is there is a broken model out there. And the model is people believe that if I have the right husband, the right wife, the right boyfriend, girlfriend, the right job, the right family life, the right whatever, fill in the blank, then I will be able to do all of the things that I want to do and I will be happy. It's almost like this equation that is just a bunch of BS. But what does work and what makes so much sense and what we start to look at in the design phase is a flip to that, which is be, do, have. Who do you need to be? Who is the identity of the person that you need to be? And then what do you need to do? What are the activities? How do you need to show up? How, what kind of behaviors do you need to have in order to have what you want? So let me take a step back here. And let's just say, when we're only looking at the redesign, it's really primarily around being. And when you say, as so many women that come to me say, you know, Hillary, I just want to find this amazing man, you know, and I keep having these guys that are like low value show up in my life. And I say, well, how are you being? How, what's your identity of the person that that amazing man would want to be around? What type of person? How are they being? What does it look like to be that incredible woman that is elevated in energy? And then a man that wants a woman at that level likes attract. Where and how do you have to be? What does it look like? You want that corner office. You want that. You're an entrepreneur and you want to be able to sell your company. Then who do you have to be able to do that? We're going to go into so much detail around this, around identity, around your value system. And this is something that I literally have been thinking about this since I was in college. And I always wanted to be in the highest level of integrity. And, you know, there was always the opportunity to tell that white, you know, that white lie, that little white lie that, you know, have you ever gotten yourself in trouble where you start to tell a little white lie and then you forget what the little white lie was, and then you get yourself into even more trouble because then you tell another little white lie that doesn't really have to do with the other one, and next thing it becomes this like convoluted thing and you have no idea even what you've been saying. So I decided that I didn't want to tell little white lies anymore. I was done with it. And so I established this identity of somebody in the highest level of integrity. And I believe that if you go and talk to my friends, they would absolutely say, you know, Hillary is a woman of her word, and that becomes really important. But I also have to tell you that my values have changed. They've changed based on where I am today. And we're going to talk all about that. And in this, you have to be able, when you go into step number four, and this is the results and realignment, you have to be able to really understand what's your intention, right? I work with so many clients that come in and they say, you know, I'm really at this point, I need a promotion at the office. I'm not getting it. The glass ceiling is there. I'm really, you know, I'm not being appreciated. It's because I'm a woman, or it's because, you know, I've been working there 10 years. And if somebody leaves, when they come back, they're getting a promotion, and. And I say, what is the real intention of what you want? And they usually say, well, you know, if I get that, I'll make more money. But that's not really the intention. Let me give you an example. Years ago, I worked at a large corporation called Oracle, and I was on maternity leave, and I had twins. And during my time when I had twins, they decided to offer another person in my group a management job. And I hadn't even heard of it. Nobody even came to me. Nobody even, you know, it even asked me if there was even any interest. And all of a sudden I caught wind of it. And I'm like, you know, wait, that's really unfair. That is, you know, that is not right. And so I went to the senior vice president and I said, you know, I deserve to have an opportunity to go for this job. And of course, I mean, it ended up that I got the interview, and about a week later, I was offered the job. And they had to go back and tell this other guy, you're no longer going to be in that position. You're now going to report to Hillary. And next thing you know, I'm in this management job with my baby twins at home. They're now probably like 2.5, 3 months old. And I have something that I don't necessarily want. My intention was out of alignment with what I was even trying to do. So it became this very negative. First off, the guy couldn't stand working for me because he obviously wanted the job. And I ended up getting into this cycle. And so here is something I want to tell you. Make sure you are in full alignment with what you really want. Now let's go into number 5, rebrand. And I actually, this is one of my favorite areas that I think it's super fun for one. There are so many people that come to me and let's just say it's, you know, after a major breakup or a divorce, and they immediately say, I just want to, you know, I want to be free again. I want to be, you know, 15 years ago, I was dating. I was, you know, having the time of my life. I was out in bars. I was going to Las Vegas. I was going on these vacations, and I want that again. And they try to grab that again. And what do you think happens? It doesn't work. We have grown. You have grown. We no longer are in our 20s. We're no longer in our 30s. We're no longer in our 40s for some of us. So here's the thing. We want you to be rebranding yourself going forward into your best you. And that means assessing and looking at all areas in your life. And it's almost that reverse engineering. I'm big on using a lot of entrepreneur, you're in the business of you. You are the product of you. If there is a point of failure within you, then it will directly impact the entire product. And if we go down that path with this rebranding, we need to make sure that it's not just the balance of life, it's the harmony of all the different areas that make up you. So we go into that specifically. It goes back to in the last one where I talk about that Believe It board and, you know, you got to be that person. Well, here's where we need to understand by the last phase, the last step, how you can move forward. And then it's also about, you know, how are you actually getting out there again? And what does your, you know, across all social media, what does it look like? I've had clients come to me and the first thing I do is I scan all of their social media, their LinkedIn, their Instagram, their Facebook, you know, all of the, some of the others. And I say, it's like you have different masks on. You're trying to be so many different people, but who do you really want to be? So the next step is the idea of reveal. Step number 6, reveal. Too many of us, I know I felt this way, I know my clients feel this way, that as we get older, we are taking care of everyone. Again, everyone on the outside of us becomes more important than you. And when that happens, you start to feel invisible. I want you to be visible. I want you to be visible in your relationships. I want you to be visible in your career. I want you to be visible in your life. And what does that mean? What does that mean to be visible? It means you need to start creating your own luck. This magic maker we talk about, these sparks that you are putting out there that are sparking new opportunities in your career. And by the way, I've got a model that absolutely has helped people go from this point where they're struggling with their business to all of a sudden it's like making those few shifts all of a sudden takes them into this next level of success that they never thought they could have. And the same goes with the people who've had those successful companies, the people who have worked their entire career and then sold the company and then don't really know who they are. So this is where we want to reveal not this invisible person, but the person that you are on the mountaintop screaming. You've got that vision in your head of, you know, the person with their arms up in the air, just, yeah, this is what I imagined life should be like. And then the last and final, which is restart, right? This whole thing is the relaunch effect. And the restart is now that you got everything going for you, how do you put that next step out there? How do you do that restart? How do you make sure that you continue the momentum? You have established the tiny habits. And I've been working with behavioral design team at Stanford, BJ Fogg. I've been certified for years around tiny habits. It is now absolutely necessary once you are at the point of restarting, whether it's that restart in your career, whether it's the new job, whether it's your, you know, a new calling, a new purpose, whether it's a new relationship, whether it's a relationship that's gone stale that you want to ignite again, this is where we go into restarting it all. And there are tools to be able to get out there that will, any way, shape, form, keep you going in that trajectory of success. And so that is the relaunch effect. Those 7 steps that have changed my life, they have allowed me to get through the toughest of tough times. And through it all, I literally can say I have been able to have the great divorce. I have been able to do a major comeback, like literally the comeback queen in terms of other areas of my life. I have been able to turn around careers. I've been now put in a place today that I am completely at peace with serving, who I'm serving, what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. And this can be you too. You can be proud of yourself. You can be moving throughout life. It doesn't have to be this midlife crisis. It literally can be a midlife relaunch. So I look forward to taking you on the journey with the steps, with the amazing stories, the people, my clients, they all are leveraging this. And now it's time for you too, to be on this path. And I am beside myself excited to get started with you. So onward and upward. We talk about being able to live now, love now. And that's exactly the direction for you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you felt a connection to this episode of the Silver Lined Relaunch, please head over to iTunes now. It would mean so much to me if you would leave a good review and help others find silver linings as well. And don't forget,
You can have immediate access to all of the bonuses and notes from the show today in our treasure chest, which you have access to for free by texting 55444 and typing in treasure chest. Or you could go to our private Facebook group, The Relaunch Effect, Living a Life You Love. Together we've hit the reset button for you, turning your transitions into a transformation. Until next time, don't forget, there's always a silver lining.